you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground?
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live here on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WCR, live right out of Nashville, Tennessee, moving right along in time, ladies and gentlemen, as we are in January the 7th, part two coming up for you, the Alien Harvesters. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times. We're going to talk about in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, where we're going to talk about principalities, powers, rulers, and the high places. Did you know that the Bible tells you the word principalities is Strong's number in the Greek, 746, which means Arche, where we get archangels. Now, if you look at the definition of the word as it applies in order, times, places, and rank, we have the architecture or the one that built some other way. Now, you know what the Messiah said? He that climbeth up. What was Satan's deal here? I will ascend above the throne of God. Now, how did he intend to do that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there was he was standing right next to the Creator. He didn't have to ascend any higher. But we're talking about a measuring place from the earth vantage point. He saw the opportunity to sow the field, the earth, with his seed. Yahweh branded them right away as tares. In other words, unacceptable. And he said, though you climb into heaven, I will cast you down to hell. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know that the gathering, the harvesters are coming. You might as well get ready. Did you know that Yahweh Yeshua in a flesh body revealed in the New Testament covenant in the Gospel of Matthew 25, verse 31, 32, and 33. He explains the great white throne judgment that is written in a confirmation of Revelations chapter 12. Well, in the book of Revelations, chapter 12, we refer to that great white throne judgment of the book of Revelations, chapter 20, verse 12. Now, let's come back to 12 and verse 7, the war. Do angelic beings, we call them angels. We need to get away from that for just a moment. We'll look at that word also, and we're going to take four principal words, principalities, powers, rulers, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We're going to explain, give you the Strong's numbers, and indicate that the apostolic fathers who watched in the book of Acts, chapter 1, the Holy One, the Most Holy One, the High Noble, the Son of Yahweh, manifested into a flesh body, the living Creator, had to come in a flesh body, ladies and gentlemen, to destroy, recognize, identify, and then destroy. Did you know he says that he will send his angels? Why are they coming? If he's going to send them, why didn't he just say, they're going to appear? He didn't say that, I'll send them. They're coming from the far country. Did you know that's where the Messiah went to? The Bible says that he let the vineyard out. He left the planet because he said, I'm not of this earth. Oh, my. Neither are my sheep of this earth. Their names was on the Lamb's Book. They were selected very careful. They had a pre-existence, if you will, on some other star system, if you will, out in the deep, if you will, where Satan was cast. No, I can't wait to get into those thrilling revelations. It just thrills my soul. One of the most fascinating of the subjects of the Bible. You see, we've been trained to think in the box. If you can't get your thinking outside the box tonight, you're going to be, of all men, most miserable with the word principality, defined as a chief. Well, Satan wanted to be chief. Now, the way he devised the plan, remember, the Bible said in the book of Ezekiel that he was perfect until iniquity was found in him. In other words, he had to prove himself. Did you know, a lot of people think that angels can't marry, angels can't procreate, angels can't bring forth a seed. Well, in that case, then there's no tares on the earth. We don't have to worry about it. We all come from Adam. And the Bible said that's the tree that's good. Where did evil come from? Oh, that's just, you know, buddy, that's a good question. You know, we're down here and we learn the ways of evil and wickedness. No, that was sown into our being by the prototyper, the tree. In the Garden of Eden, there were several trees, ladies. You ever think about that? You ever think about, of all the trees in the garden, that Satan stood out as the most desirable? In other words, he had what is known to us today, an Elvis Presley appeal. He was very appealing. He stood out head and shoulders as Saul did in his height and his glory in the day that he was chosen to be the first king over the house of Israel. Well, we found out that he was a wicked king. He failed miserably because he wanted to retain his earthly kingdom at all cost, not realizing that his mission and purpose was not to be the king of the earth, but be a substitute. To be a stand-in for the king that would come. He didn't get the message, ladies and gentlemen. He was carnal, jealous, envious, puffed up, and pride brought him down, just like it brought Satan. So this is a type of the kingdom of those that desire the kingdom. And Satan says, I will exalt my throne. Now, what is the throne of Satan? The word throne can very easily, credibly, be proven to be a place or a house or an offspring. Now you get the message? I will exalt my offspring above those of Yahweh. Are you a son of Yahweh? Are you a daughter of Yahweh? Oh, now, Pastor Buddy, don't get into that. Now, you'll lose me in them deep things, and I just can't, it just overpowers my brain. And when I hear you anyway, I mean, you just put my brain to buzzing, and I lose contact with reality, and it scares me living to death. I've had a lot of them tell me that. Ladies and gentlemen, quit parking your brain in the bell box foyer, sitting on the bench warming it, and let the priest steal out of the back pocket. That's all they got you there for, as a number. Did you know that the priesthood like to rule over you? They like to be a principality? Well, that's what Satan wanted to be. If a man can control you, then that man becomes your god, a dictator. We've had several of those, and we've got several government systems that are designed, set up to become the archangel of principality. And guess who? Guess who? Let's pick out the one that you might suspect is the most incriminated here by the evidence presented in the last days. Perilous times will come. The love of many will wax cold. Well, who brought all that into the earth? Who brought the jealousy, envy, strife? Who brought the murderer? who was the father of a lie? Ladies and gentlemen, and you say it's just a figment of the imagination of the mind of a human? Oh, my. If the tree's good, the fruit will be good. And if the tree is corrupt, the fruit will be corrupt. You can't gather the figs or grapes off a bramble bush or a thorn tree. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to separate the chaff from the wheat or the tares from the wheat. And we got to call it like it is, an ace and a spade a spade. And Satan highlighted and magnified as a god that fell, a mighty one. Now, we're talking about he was in the hierarchy walking among the stones of fire. Did you know what stones represent? Those who control the heavenly bodies. I spoke to you, and I will try to elaborate later on in the series, that the worlds that are there doesn't mean that you should lock out in your bell box mentality that you are the superior beings on the planet. You're not. The Bible says that Satan can take you captive at his own will unless you know the scriptures. Oh, he pulled in on the Messiah. He waited until the proper moment. Satan knows when to come. He knows when to attack you. He knows where your weakness is. And the very word, archi in the Greek, is a figure of the Achilles heel. In other words, the weakness. Well, ain't that what that the Messiah said? It said, thou shalt bruise his heel. That was the seed of Yahweh. Satan would be the principality strong one that would bruise or to attack the heel. That's the foundation basis of man. And so then he set up from the word get-go a corporation. And you see, Satan is not beyond worship in Yahweh. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I don't believe that. Well, it's recorded in the Bible, in the book of Job, for instance, that he came up to worship when the sons of Yahweh, when the sons of God, it said, the mighty ones. If you will take that word, sons of God, these are Elohim. When the Elohim, the mighty ones, the powerful ones, compared to the race of beings, Europe on the earth. You see, we're a little lower. We have to take our position in the order, and all things done in divine order, in the celestial body, empowered by special power, made to be ministering. Did you know that angelic beings are created to minister to you? That they are the go-between between your Creator. Did you know in the Bible it's full of examples where the angels visited man? And they communed. Did you know that Gabriel is known consistently throughout the Bible times as he appeared over the ages? They don't age. Gabriel is a being made in your likeness. You say, well, now, Pastor Buddy, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, you are made in the image of Elohim. That word, again, is applied in the image of God, it said. That man now, Yahweh said this, he analyzed when the fall came. He did a quick analysis of the cause and the problems. He went right straight to Satan. Did you notice that after questioning the suspects in the garden, that if you are a good spiritual detective, you can detect who brought the fall? And the Messiah said in the book of Matthew, I beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven. Did you know that Yahweh Shua in a flesh body was before Satan? Did you know that he was before Abraham? Did you know that he was before Isaac or Jacob? Did you know he was that main man with the plan? And that the angelic beings who remained loyal to him were given charge over the host of Jacob? Did you know that Jacob literally wrestled with the angels when the latter descended from heaven and the mighty ones, the Elohim, ascended and descended into his presence, and he grabbed a hold of one and he said, "I want you to bless me." Now here's the man with a plan, with a covenant. This was all meant to be. And yet Jacob, the father of the nations of the family of Yahweh upon the earth. Yes, there's people on the earth that don't belong to Yahweh. Never will. Because the Bible said these are natural brute beasts. Satan has got a seed upon the earth in flesh form. They have the likeness of those who actually came from Eve. She is the mother of all living. It says, it don't say that Adam was a father of all living. It says that Eve was the incubator for the seed of those who used her and abused her in a certain sense of Satan. A beguiler. You look that word up. It has a sexual overtones. Satan. Oh, he wouldn't dare do that, Pastor Buddy, and it's impossible for angels. I've heard this stupid, asinine argument out of these bell box idiots that sat up there with their brain parked and buying into the Catholicism of doctrine of three gods. They'll buy that lie, but they will not bow the knee to the true God, the only God, the one God, Yahweh. And that Yahweh was Emmanuel, according to Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. It was announced he would come. It didn't say his name was going to be Jesus. That is a fixation back to some of the super gods in the mythical antiquities of the beginning of time, principal sky god Zeus. All he had to do is combine one of the gods, the angelic being gods, the host. You see, at one time, and oh, I just wish I could make this as plain as I could possibly do it. You see, we're caught up in this little time frame of Christianity, bell box, Judeo-Christian concepts. Everything false. And everything seems right to the carnal mind. They appeal to the carnal mind, but you have to fast and pray to get this knowledge. You have to seek him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. You have to go up the stream to get to the spring. Most of Christianity, and these are the one I'm trying to preach to, come out of her, my people. They're going downstream, away from the Creator, just like the lepers, the diseased, poor, pitiful religious lepers, 10 of them, representing the 10 tribes. Oh my, I could preach a message on that tonight. I feel the anointing here in this studio tonight, bringing you live on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR 5070, around the world. The message that most ministers are afraid to be ridiculed. Well, you can call me the same thing they call the Messiah. They call him a nut. They call him an idiot. They call him deranged. They call him a Beelzebub, the prince chief of the devils. They thought he literally was the devil incarnated himself because of his doctrine. I am not of this world. Before Abraham was, I am. Oh, my. People sit in the bell box and hear that, and they'll sing to sweet Emmanuel without any interpretation. That was the Creator that left the throne of glory, vacated the premise of the embracing love and light of the top dimension came down himself as a substitute of Adam. The first Adam fell. The second Adam was Yahweh from heaven. The Bible says so. And yet, very few people will acknowledge that Yahweh walked for 33. Oh my, what a revelation in that aspect. No wonder the 33rd degree Masons put accent in their secret orders. No wonder they hide this from the average Joe down on Harvest Row, where they keep you working, where they keep you bringing in the tithes, as they say, bringing in the she's and bringing in the FRNs, bringing in their silver and gold, making and enriching Babylon the Great, where Satan is the principality strong one of Strong's 746. Principalities. Now, I could preach for days on principalities. We've got principalities working today, right now. Let me tell you what they're working for. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that we're on the threshold of World War III? Oh, you didn't know that. Well, do you think that our governments around the world, some watching, some not participating, but all collectively, overall, they have to have a bad guy and a good guy, or they have to have the carrot and the stick to keep you from catching on until it's too late. When they spring the trap door with you hanging on the end of the rope, like they said that Saddam, which I doubt was at the end of that rope, but nevertheless, they've got the mentality of the race of humans here upon the earth. Because the Bible said the sheep will hear his voice, and stranger they will not follow. You know why? That they don't want Pastor Buddy on the radio any more than he is. Do you know why? That the bell boxes won't support Pastor Buddy to get these messages out. You see, if I had 4 hours, I could begin to give you a glimpse into Genesis chapter 3, where that we could spend time telling you of that tare seed that was sown into the womb of Eve. Eve brought forth a tare, and it was not from Adam, and it was not from Yahweh. Let's go advance ourselves approximately through biblical aspects of time continuum. Let's advance ourselves from the Garden of Eden to the first Eve that was pregnant with a serpent seed, over to Mary, who was pregnant with Yahweh's seed. Oh, you say, well, back in, buddy, he wouldn't, you know, old enough to get a son back in, I guess, glory to God. They blame everything back there on Adam. Adam was not deceived. Where'd that come from? Oh, I come from, supposedly, those bellbox jokers and the cigarette smokers. They call Paul a false apostle, but Paul was the one that revealed these aspects in the gospel of the 13 possible books that he penned and became the author through Revelation. Folks, this comes through Revelation. Don't fall out with the apostle Paul, because he gave the most astounding revelations of prophetic utterance, and without him, this gospel would not be revealed that I'm revealing to you today. Paul knew that the Messiah went to the third level of the existence of the afterworld and found an imprisoned people. No other apostle had that revelation. Not even the 12 appointed to walk with the Messiah for 3 years. And ladies and gentlemen, you say, oh, they were great men. Oh, get real. Peter said, when the man fell at, the lame man fell at his feet, said, and worshipped him, and said, oh, please, 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 please. Peter said, don't bow or fall in front of me, after he came back out of the temple, leaping and praising God for the marvelous miracle that was worked in his behalf by the Apostle Peter, who was a great man. But did you know that when the Messiah was hanging on the torture stake, that Peter wasn't such a great man? That James and John had done left the scene? They were scared out of their wits. Men of flesh, trembling, fearing the Jews, that they themselves might become victim of what the Messiah told them for 3 years, that he was going to die and that he was going to raise. And they didn't believe a minute of that. And it's proved in the scriptures of the four Gospels. Paul held them accounted to this. And later, Revelations, Paul brought them on the carpet for this. He got the right hand of fellowship from all of the apostles. Peter, James, and John gave their hand, looked Paul right dead in the eye in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, and gave him their blessings. Do you think that these great men who were scared to death at the crucifixion and didn't believe his resurrection? Thomas said, I won't believe it till I see. The woman carried the message, the one that stayed at the torture site. She didn't flee. There was two Marys and a John standing right there at the foot. I don't know how I got on this. What's this have to do with Satan? It's all in the conspiracy plan that you need a complete 25-hour class. You need to come to Tazewell and listen to Pastor Buddy teach on these things for days and hours. And I wouldn't be told. Peter, James, and John fled the scene, afraid to be arrested. And Yahweh Shua in a flesh body cried out with the misinterpretation from the torture stake, "My Elohim," which is translated in the Greek as Theos, or "My God, my God, my God." That ain't what he said. Within the context of "my Elohim, my chosen ones," did you know at one time you were more than a man? Did you know that if you are to go back to a place that you had to come from, no man has ascended into heaven save he first come down out of heaven. If you're not starseed, you can forget your trip out of here. You ain't going to ride no cloud. You ain't going to ride no chariot. You're not going to ride an alien spacecraft. You ain't going to go nowhere but straight to hell with all them that forget Yahweh and won't fear him and obey him and take his name into their forehead. That means into your mind. You slowly got to have this brand of Yahweh burnt right into your very being. It must connect to the upper chambers of the heavens, and you must have a earth-shaking, earthquake revelation of who he is and what he was and what his purpose was. And Satan said, I will defy you. I will trick you. When he came to the Messiah, he said, if you'll bow down, oh, come on, please. Let me be the big dude. Let me play. I want to play up there where you played. I want to walk where you walked. I want to be like you. I want to be like the Most High. I want to exalt myself. And the only way he had to do it on earth was to get him a seed and mix himself into the star seed. For he himself was a fallen star seed. So now we've got a mixture of star seed positive and starseed negative. Now, let me explain that. You have a carnal mind, and you have a spiritual mind. The Bible said to be carnal-minded is death. Death! If you don't get above the carnality of your flesh mind, the carnal mind, the things that seem right, you've got to get your brain out of the foyer of these universities of doctrines of devils, the DDs. Ladies and gentlemen, the earth is filled with something that seems right. We're singing the praises of a God that doesn't exist. Just like Satan wanted it to worship the mighty ones that fell back there. They wanted the allegiance. They formed clans and cliques. One angel would go over one of the fallen angels that rebelled and had seed upon earth. You said, oh, you mean there were more than one? Yeah, Satan led a rebellion. What do you think the rebellion was? What do you think the angels that sin were cast down according to the book of Enoch? No wonder they don't want Pastor Buddy to preach out of the book of Enoch anymore. Well, that now, Pastor Buddy, it's not in my King James Bible, and I don't accept that as being inspired. Oh, man. Well, they can eat crackers and grape juice and swing low and sweet chariot. But when you come to reality and bring in a book, you know, I'm just using 66 books right here. I ain't quoted nothing out of the other texts that I could, and you ought to hear me teach out of those. You would tremble on the bone if this is carrying a living width out of you. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get ready for a great shaking in this land. And Satan and his fallen ones are going to make their grand, majestic entrance into the world, and all of the bellbox assemblies, the harlot and the whore, will prostrate herself right in front of him and have a bed of fornication with her. Oh, yes. Satan and the mighty ones. It's not Yahweh Shua and the mighty ones. It is Satan and the mighty fallen ones that are coming. And then, after they reign for a short time, because Satan knows, man, I can't get off of this, over to the word power. Now, remember, the Strong's number principalities is Strong's number 746, and it's spelled A-R-C-H-E. In the English from the Greek. Now, let's go to powers. You see, the powers that are, we're being designed and captivated by terrorists. Every day in the news, you've been told to hunker down, that the enemy's after you. We could have a, well, we're going to have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they started all the wars of the past. That's how they're going to start World War III. Within a couple of years, we're going to be in a full-blown war unless they are found out. And the only way that we can delay the inevitable, the Bible said, except there come a falling away. These powers are here to make us fall away. And that word is Strong's number 2888. Write it down in the Greek. Strong's 2888. It's spelled K-O-S-M-O-K-R-A-T-E-R. Cosmoraker, the cosmos, ladies and gentlemen, the rulers in high places. We're going to get to that just in a minute. And the word powers is Strong's number 1849. It's spelled E-X-O-U-S-I-A, and it's the opposite of perusa, meaning the appearance or the coming. This is a powers that would prevent his coming. Did you know that Satan is not wanting the end to come? Did you know he wants to extend his parole? He ain't got a pardon, ladies and gentlemen. He's just on parole. And he's going to be found in violation because he loves powers and principalities, and he's gathered these mighty ones with him, and they have a plan to destroy the earth. If they can have it, they'll destroy it, or they will attempt. And this is Strong's number 1849, exousia. It's defined as mastery. Oh my. Magistrates. You're going to be brought before them. Superhuman. One of the definitions in your Strong's, superhuman potentate. Oh, you know who the King of Kings and the only potentate is, according to 1 Timothy 6:15, don't you? 6:14 and 15. He that dwelleth in the heavens shall laugh and mock. Oh, my legend, you think our Creator's asleep and don't know what's going on? You think that he knows that the evil leaders and the rulers are now setting up for the third final? This is the end, the seed of Yahweh. It's designed to destroy the very offspring of Yahweh. You say, I didn't know he had none. Well, then you ain't a son of Yahweh, and you can forget it, because you ain't going back. He's only coming back after his sheep. And his sheep know his voice, and they're going to follow him. And the people that are not his sheep can't go with him. And he said, you can't go where I am. Ladies and gentlemen, better get ready. Listen to this one now. High places. This is where I really got to turn the switch onto my spirit. My spirit lit up when I read the word high. Strong's number 1849. rooms number 2032. And let me give you the spelling of the Greek. It's E-P-O-U-R-A-N-I-O-U-S. Now, it's a long word. If you look it up, just look up Strong's number, 2032, E-P-O-U-R-A-N-I-O-U-S. Epuranus is the word above the sky, celestial, far out, or heavenly. Satan is coming from far out. Did you know the Bible said that he was cast off into the deep? And everybody reads the scripture and said, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan is going to come down among you, knowing that he has but a short time to work. Did you know that before he came to the earth, he was taken somewhere else? You say, well, I know that, but does the Bible say that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the book of Revelations, and if you read the revelations of the Apostle Paul, who spoke of this very same thing in the book of Thessalonians, read the two books, you'll find that Paul had the revelation of that man, that wicked one, not the Apostle Paul. Everybody says Paul was the wicked one. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you think I'm fingering the wrong guy here? The man had his head beat in for rocks because he preached the name he used to criticize and be against. Did you know that I stood in opposition for 30 years against this name? Don't you think I deserve to have a knock in the head? I'd rather be beat in the head with a baseball bat and wake up to the true name as to never be touched or harmed and keep on preaching in a false name. I'd rather lose all of my participants of my ministry, which I did, by switching over. It took a lot of guts to switch out of the name that I preached for 30 years into the name that I didn't even know about. Why? Because the slick DD operators, the dumb dogs, the devilish demons. I could go on and on about that one, but I won't for the sake of time. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that they come to kill, steal, and destroy? Did you know that they come to kill, steal, and destroy? And did you know that these strong ones are coming as rulers and powers and principalities of darkness? The dark ones, those that love darkness better than light, those that reject the good and choose the evil. And did you know that men today, did you know that our presidents have actually bombed our own ships? Right for that information, and I'll send it to you, our own presidents have hatched up. Did you know we got in World War II because of the orders, direct orders from the White House to stand down? There was nobody fooled by the Japanese in World War II before we got into the war. It was designed to bring America in, and the only way that the Edomite Canaanites could do it was pull trickery. Yeah, the red-blooded Americans, the only way that we got into Iraq is because of 9-1-1. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a conspiracy going on right under your nose. When you get out and wave your flags, it's okay to be patriotic. I don't have anything against that. It's okay to be that. But have a little mind of understanding of them that are causing and provoking. These are the principalities and powers and rulers in high places. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about the leaderships of the governments. I'm talking far beyond. Those that are getting their information in these high places are influenced by the very powers that have a conspiracy from the Garden of Eden, chapter 3, when they begin to sow tares. Well, from Genesis 3 over to Genesis 6, that's an interlude of many, 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 many years. From Genesis 3 to Genesis 6, we're talking about a goodly time. I don't want to say how long, because you would faint because of this timeline that Christianity has been with a blindness of knowing how to tell time, because man has changed time and we're in incorrect time. And talking about time in the lunar aspect of the calendar that we keep, yeah, we are the lunatics that these bellbox preachers talk about. Did you know that Yahweh chose the lunatic things to confound those that think they're smart? Did you know that there's no perfect time system on the planet except those in the celesticals that keep a perfect time? And the moon is the correct balancer of the functions in the astrological signs and the astronomical signs of the heavens. That Yahweh himself put it there, tilted it, placed it there, and decreed it, and time will not be kept by any other rule of measurement but except by the solar lunar aspect of time. And Yahweh chose the foolish things of the lunar. The lunatics, yep, that's the lunatics that are keeping time. I've got a calendar for you if you're a lunatic. If you'd like to have one, write me. It will bring you through the whole complete year in the proper times set by the equinox, the first new moon after the equinox. This is figured correctly by the time span. The solar people take the first time that the equinox is equal, they start their time count. They don't wait on the moon. They just throw it out as a useless commodity and leave it hanging up there in the sky. And yet it has more influence on mood swings, on the ocean tides and things of this nature. Did you know at one time that the earth was void of water, that there was no oceans? That the earth was watered through the mist that came up through the earth. Did you know when the moon came into being, ladies and gentlemen, this is after fall of time, that the time correctly by biblical proof that there was a correct 360-day solar calendar. But that all changed through the fall. Yep, Yahweh chose the foolish things to confound the wise. You need to know more about it. And I don't even know why I got on that, but I'm there. We're talking about the deception of the fallen ones and how they're going to deceive the very elect if it is possible. And ladies and gentlemen, I just done preached myself completely out of time. Did you know that there is a possibility that we may be gaining more time on WWCR? Yes, amazing. It's in the work that we are soliciting more time and that we need your help. And we can't do it without you. We got a few good soldiers that are helping us, standing toe-to-toe and sacrificing, giving up the popcorn movies and the tickets and the concerts and things of this nature that most of the world's running to spend their extra change, that they don't park in the bell box assemblies. Ladies and gentlemen, would you rather get the truth? The Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. But did you know that that which is being sold today is a seem-right way, a ear-tickling experience, a feel-good God, a pray, pay, and prosper God? Well, isn't that the good times roll? Satan said, hey, man, ain't you the big dog? Yeah, man, I just come down here to look around. Well, let me tell you something. While you down here, don't you be my dog. Now, if you spell that backwards, you get the idea of what I'm talking about. That's exactly what Satan said. I want you to be the lesser dog. I'm the big dog. I want up on the throne. I want on the top porch. I want above you. Here was the pitiful. Pitiful! Bible said when we see him, we won't desire him. When we see Satan, he's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. These people that think the Pope is the best thing since sliced bread, wait till Satan comes and sets in that temple that they're going to build over there as they expand their expansionist ideals are coming up, ladies and gentlemen. And it's going to be a time of trouble such you ain't never seen. It's going to be some things that are going on that you'll remember this message that Pastor Buddy said, when you see the heavens filled with these beings from the deep, way out in space, they've arrived. They're going to introduce the big guy, this guy that rules in the principalities, this one that told the Messiah, if you'll bow down and worship me, if you'll bow down and worship me, bow down and worship me, bow down and worship me. I don't want you to get a Holy Ghost experience. I don't want you to start shouting, running all over wild like a Pentecostal experience. I want you to bow, fall on your face and worship me. And if you will, I'll give you all these things that I'm in control of. I am the ruler. I am the power. I am the ruler. I am the high one. I am the principality. I am the order that's here upon this earth. I can give you all these things. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That old pitiful one, the one they slapped around and spit on and despised, had the plan to get rid of him, the heir of the kingdom. You would have thought it if you'd have said, "Oh, if he could have called him." Oh, Gabriel and Michael and all Raphael and all of the angels that's listed in the book of Enoch, they were looking on, they were waiting, and they were ready at his command, because he said, "I could have called 12 legions." Ladies and gentlemen, you can't imagine what 12 legions of the mighty ones could do to this planet. But did you know what he done? To have done that would have given in to the temptation that Satan wanted him to do that. It would have broke his own word. God himself would have been forever pinned outside because his word was no good. But did you know what he said? It is written. It is written. It is written. Get behind me, Satan. It is written. Search the scriptures, ladies and gentlemen. You can figure out the plan if you got a spiritual mind. You can work these things out. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Get your mind out of the doom tube. The tube that is designed to park your brain and to fill you with fear and intimidation and superstition. Oh, you better watch. I'm telling you, better keep your eye on the stock market. You better keep your eye on the crown that you seek, that's laid up for you. And you better seek him with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. I advise you, like a lot of good brothers, you better get some food. You better get ready. You better prepare, because bad times are coming indeed. But let me tell you something. Did you know that the promise of Matthew chapter 25, when he said, "I'll send my angels together to gather the elect," not the wicked. They're already gone. They're already taken out of here. When he comes for the good guys, that's you. You're going to be the last one standing up. Ain't that the way that most movies end? With your gun smoking and your sword dripping blood? Ain't that the way that the movie moguls have portrayed the heroes? You, now, if you look at the dumb tube, you'll see who the heroes are. It's not John Wayne. It's not Gene Autry. It's not Roy Rogers. Oh, my. The role models that they have presented to us and our children are eating it up, buying the tennis shoes, wearing the jerseys. Man, it is a pathetic, conditional shame of moral corruption that has gotten us down to the state that we're in. Ladies and gentlemen, principalities, powers, rulers in high places, coming soon to a neighborhood near you. The whole world, I want to repeat this, you better dig in. You better get something that will let you know who's coming. You better not take the first ship out, ladies and gentlemen. You might want to take a multiple choice situation. You better choose the last craft in. The good guys are coming up, showing up at the last to save the day. Ain't that the way that the script is written? That's the way the Bible says. Yahweh said that when I come back, I will come back to destroy, to bind the false prophets. Oh my, you better watch out. San Antonio Rose, Orlando Flash, my heavens, Lynchburg Special, better watch out. Coming after you. Coming after those that seem right. Coming after those that are pure righteous. Coming after those that talk the talk but never walk the walk. Coming after those that would deceive the very elect. You're going to have a mind. And it's going to have to be deepened and a foundation that is on a solid rock. Ladies and gentlemen, that rock that they rejected, that name they will not preach, of the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. That is the name above all names. Never was Jesus. It got put in there through Zeus, the principal sign god. Did you know one of the mighty ones of antiquity that come down here was named Zeus? If you'll run a reference, find out who he is, you might find out who Satan is. Did you know that he was the chief principal, superhuman potentate, the delegated influence, the authority, the jurisdiction one? Bow down and you worship me. And his people, who believed that Zeus was God, was none other than the Roman Church. As they swore allegiance. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever read the 12th chapter of the book of Acts? And the 14th chapter of the book of Acts, where they were doing sacrifice to Paul and Silas and accepting as Zeus? That he was Zeus incarnated into the earth? Zeus! Now, let me give you the combination of the name that they deceived the world with. It seemed right way. They took out the Grand Master's name and put in the Grand Dragon's name. E.A. Zeus. Figure it out for yourself. If you can't see that, there's a lot of things, other things that you ain't going to see. Because if you can't see, these things are hid from you. If you can see and be man enough, it takes a man to acknowledge his wrong. I acknowledge mine. Oh, my. Oh, my. That put me back to square one. At least I thought it did. But you know what? Moses trained for 80 years before he got the technology or the ability or the talent or the message to lead the people of Yahweh. You might have to train on the backside of these sandlot preachers, I call them, the doctrines of divinity. You might have to go to school, and then you might have to get reschooled and retooled. And that's what happened to Moses. Trained in all the science and wisdom of Egypt. Enslaved to be a pharaoh from the seating throne of the pharaohs. And the Bible said he forsook that. Did you know that at 40 years of age, and 40 seems like a tribulation time, 40 years of tribulation, 40 days of tribulation, things of this nature. But at 40 years of age, he had to vacate Egypt. He went on the flight for his life. He trained for 40 years on the backside of the desert, came back. When he was 80 years of age. I think that's about the same age that our good friend from the house of Judah, Mr. Caleb, who was not afraid of the mighty ones, the descending sons of the wicked ones, the angelic beings and the giants. He said, give me the top of that mountain. Me and my sons will go up there and we'll take care of business. Oh, my. What a memorial. What a revelation. What men of stature and what men of faith, of like passion. And today, you have to hunt and mine and sift like hunting for a little pebble of gold and tons of ore. Did you know human flesh, man has become the lowest thing, frail, unfit, unclean, unholy? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to make it, if you're going to stand before him and hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, I make you ruler over many things if you'll stand up and won't deny my name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here. The old clock on the wall's caught me. It's my worst enemy. Oh, I wish. I'm just getting warmed up. Dr. Gary made a suggestion that we try to get another hour where that I could really preach and get really wound up and get into the... You know, a good horse can't work till he gets all lathered up. Did you know that's called the second wind? That's like a preacher. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so many nuggets to be mined out of the minds of the Spirit. If we'll get any, we can find it. Dr. Gary's number. If you'd like the best toothpaste in the world, Vitamir. Dr. Gary introduced this to me several years ago. And ladies and gentlemen, it cannot be beat. Along with other items that Dr. Gary offers you, and all of that goes directly to the Shepherd's Call. So if you will use Dr. Gary as the source to get these things, it will help my broadcast. If you buy it somewhere else, it won't help. Dr. Gary, 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 289-7439 and keep us in prayer. And if you can help Dr. Gary sponsor the Shepherd's Call, along with Pastor Buddy and my friends that are helping me, if you can help us and make a pledge to us and keep it, don't get us started and leave us hanging, but make us a pledge, write me next week. I'd like to hear, or call me tonight. Our website is pastorbuddy.net or pastorbuddy.org. There are many hours of information up there. We do now have, we don't have the whole calendar posted. We just got a little substitute hanging up there. And we've sent a substitute, a partial calendar, out to some of the brothers and sisters that needed to set their dates to keep the festival times. We got the whole complete calendar. We'll have it finished next week. If you'd like to have one sent to you, just get in touch with Pastor Buddy. Let me know, or Dr. Gary, and we'll get one out to you as soon as possible. Now, call me. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. My contact number here and address is simply Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell. That's New Tazewell, Tennessee. Get the zip right. Everything else will be fine. 37824. Now, my good buddy up in Michigan, my good friend that introduced me to StemTech, it done wonders for my eyes, ladies and gentlemen. I've told you the story before. Did you know that that StemTech stem cell information became known today on national news, that research and other sources have come into? You need to call about this and call Paul at 1-800, toll free now, 617-5305. Or you can call him and contact 1-800-253-2748. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall has caught me. I got to get out of here. Many blessings to you along the way. I'll see you next Sunday night. Pray for us to get more radio time. And if you can help me out, I need you. Blessings to you everywhere that know the great name.
Some are born and some are dying. It's our cry when we make his kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Armageddon.